who looked as though he lived in the basement of the hospital, brought me two archive boxes filled with tape-bound composition notebooks, the kind a child raised in the 50s might have used in school. Mary Constantine had written far more in her years here than I would ever have time to read today. I could requisition the whole collection later, I was informed. "Thanks for your help," I told Mac the porter. "No problem," he said. And I wondered when it was and how the response, "You're welcome," seemed to have disappeared from the language, even up here in rural Vermont. For now, I just wanted to get a sense of who Mary Constantine was, particularly in relationship to the Mary I already knew. Two archive boxes would be enough for a start. Her cursive was tidy and precise. Every page was neatly arranged, with even, empty margins. Not a doodle in sight. Words were her medium, and she had no shortage of them. They slanted to the right on the page as if they were in a hurry to get where they were going. The voice, too, was eerily familiar. The writing had Mary Smith's short, choppy sentences and that same palpable sense of isolation. It was evident everywhere I looked in the notebook. Sometimes it just seeped through. Other times it was right on the surface.
"I'm like a ghost here. I don't know if anyone would care whether I stayed or left, or if they even know I'm here at all. Except for Lucy. Lucy is so kind to me. I don't know that I could ever be as good a friend to her as she is to me. I hope she doesn't go anywhere. It wouldn't be the same without her. Sometimes I think she's the only one who really cares about me, or knows me, or can see me. Am I invisible to everyone else? I truly wonder. Am I invisible?"
Reading through and picking out entries at random, I also got a picture of someone who stayed busy while she was kept in the mental hospital. There was always one project or another going on for Mary. She'd never given up hope, had she? She seemed to be the resident homemaker, as much as a person could be in this environment.
"We're making paper chains for the day room. A little babyish, but they're pretty. It will be nice for Christmas. I showed all the girls how to make them. Almost everyone participated. I love to teach them things. Most of them, anyway. That Roseanne girl from Burlington, she tries my patience sometimes. She truly does. She looked right at me today and asked me what my name is. As if I haven't already told her 1,000 times. I don't know what kind of somebody she thinks she is. She's just as much a nobody as the rest of us. I didn't know what to say to her, so I just didn't answer. Let her make her own decorations. Serves her right. I'd like to smack Roseanne. But I won't, will I?"
Somebody's?